This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. State Department said on Sunday it has suspended employee training programs related to diversity and inclusion. The statement confirmed a Reuters report from the day before, but affirmed the State Department's commitment to fostering a more diverse workplace. An internal State Department cable obtained by Reuters on Saturday showed the temporary pause came after President Donald Trump's executive order a month ago directing federal agencies to end programs deemed, quote, divisive by the White House. The executive order forbid the teaching by federal agencies of, quote, divisive concepts, including that the United States is, quote, fundamentally racist or sexist. The training suspension came less than 2 weeks before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election, in which the debate about racial injustice in the United States has been fueled by police killings of Black Americans that sparked nationwide protests over the summer. During the first debate with his Democratic rival Joe Biden, Mr. Trump defended his executive order, saying training programs were teaching people, quote, very bad ideas. Spain has declared a national state of emergency Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on what it calls a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million. VOA News.